The call to worship, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream.
Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for us.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev.
May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy.
Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves.
Please join us in our next hymn, Come, Ye Thankful People, Come, number 551.
Please be seated. Our gospel reading this morning comes from Matthew's gospel in the 6th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. Then Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than the food, and the body more than the clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he do not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the good news for today. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Good morning. We all have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Sometimes it seems like I hardly know where to begin giving thanks. But today, I am especially thankful for Facebook. I love Facebook. I love it because it allows me to keep up with my friends and family from many, many different places and many, many different times in my life. It gives me the opportunity not only to know what they're up to, what they're doing today, but often to learn things about those folks that I never knew before. My friend Dulcie is a wonderful example. Dulcie and I were in graduate school together in the mid-80s in Bloomington, Indiana. I know she was and is a brilliant and fiery mezzo-soprano. And she's just a brilliant and fiery person all around. I think some of that is related, at least in part, to her Cuban heritage. But what I didn't know until I went on Facebook recently was that 46 years ago yesterday, she and her mother, brother, and aunt fled Cuba. Dulcie says they left behind family and friends and everything they had ever known to have one simple human right: freedom. And 2 days later, she said, they participated in their first Thanksgiving. I am so grateful that I have never had to leave everything that is comfortable and familiar and flee to a strange land because my very life and freedom were endangered. I give thanks that I have led such an easy an unthreatened life. I have not been tested in such a way. And as a people, most of us are blessed by freedoms that we largely take for granted. We only need to go down the road a mile or so from here to be reminded of those freedoms as put forward by Franklin Roosevelt and personified by Norman Rockwell. Freedom of worship, freedom of speech, freedom from want, freedom from fear. Yes, we are free. And most of us live in a constant state of blessing. We have sturdy roofs over our heads. We never go hungry. We go about our days with no fear that at any moment everyone and everything around us could be ripped apart, not because of anything we have done, but just because of where we live, or of our ancestry, or of the color of our skin. Being showered with such good fortune, our prayers of gratitude should be unending, don't you think? But beyond giving thanks, what are we to do with such unmerited grace? Jesus reminds us in this morning's reading from Matthew's Gospel that it is, in fact, our work to trust that God will continue to provide, whatever should happen. And then, in joyful thanksgiving, we are to strive for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. Now, this makes me think about one of my top 10 hymns. There's a wideness in God's mercy. Some of you may remember that the choir sang an anthem utilizing that text at my installation just a month ago, down the road a bit. One of my favorite lines in that hymn is this: "If our love were but more faithful, we should take him at his word, and our lives would be thanksgiving for the goodness of the Lord." Our lives would be thanksgiving. I wonder how we might make our lives thanksgiving. For me, that means keeping my eyes open to the world around me. It means responding to the riches that God has showered on me by sharing at least a portion of them with others. It means reaching out to those people right here in the southern Berkshires or in countries halfway around the world who are suffering and who long for those same freedoms that we enjoy. It means believing that I and that you are vital parts of God's reaching out to heal the world. This Thanksgiving, in the midst of a world rent by terrorism and divided by ideology, let us cling to God's faithfulness to us. And let us live lives of thanksgiving by working together for a world where all may give thanks without fear. Let us strive together for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Please be seated. On Thanksgiving, glorious songs of praise fill our sanctuaries. In many homes, a tradition will unfold where before we eat, people hold hands and we go around a circle, each of us lifting up some good Thanksgiving in our lives. It is a beautiful thing. And yet, we remember that as people of faith, we are called to be truth tellers. We are called to bring the wholeness of our lives before God on all days, even days like Thanksgiving. And so here and now, I will invite you to lift up your joys on this Thanksgiving day and your concerns, your burdens, your griefs. Here in this church, we lift them up in this space, so that we may hear them together and pray for them in this room, and so that all of us might take those prayers with us in the days to come. And so I ask you here and now, what are your joys? What are your concerns? Mary Lou. We lift up joy that your daughter Greta is here and the joy that family surrounds us on days like this. Other joys and concerns. Joy in the birth of a granddaughter. Blessings on our great nation. Traveling mercies to all those on the road, indeed. Karen. Concern for those who are fleeing their homes across the world for fear of their lives. Prayers for joy and for continued good health. Joy for Isabel and Lisa to join us on such a wonderful day. Blessings to your family. Yes. We lift up concern for children who may not be able to find their way home. Other joys and concerns. Concerns for those among us who are so hard-hearted. To carry those who have the burden of grief fresh and new. I invite you now then into a moment of silence to let those prayers onto your hearts and into your minds. Loving God, we come to you on this day from the many spaces and places of our lives. God, we ask you to send your blessings down upon us, that we might hear the words spoken long ago by Matthew. Do not worry, for God is by your side. God, we come to you in the fullness of our lives, seeking the fullness of your grace. God, pour out your love in waterfalls of tenderness. And now, God, I borrow words from a poet and a sage, from a woman of beauty, Maya Angelou, as I lift up her prayer on behalf of all of us. Father, Mother, God, thank you for your presence during the hard and mean days, for then we have you to lean upon. Thank you for your presence during the bright and sunny days, for then we can share that which we have with those who have less. And thank you for your presence during the holy days, for then we are able to celebrate you and our families and our friends. For those who have no voice, God, we ask you to speak. For those who feel unworthy, we ask you to pour your love out in waterfalls of tenderness. For those who live in pain, we ask you to bathe them in the river of your healing. For those who are lonely, we ask you to keep them company. For those who are depressed, we ask you to shower upon them the light of hope. Dear Creator, you, the borderless sea of substance, we ask you to give all the world that which we need most, peace. And let the whole church say, Amen.
As we celebrate this Thanksgiving Day, there are some 60 million displaced people around the world, the most since World War II. The Syrian crisis alone has resulted in the displacement of over 10,000 refugees, the vast majority of which are women and children, trying to escape the brutality of war. 4 million of these have risked their lives to cross seas and international borders in search of peace. The other 6 million still languish in Syria and Iraq. It is, of course, fitting that we should pause at this time of year to thank God for the great bounty with which He has blessed us. But we must never forget that at the heart of true gratitude is compassion for others. Compassion for those throughout the world who are dispossessed and displaced by the brutality and ravages of war. Our offering this morning will be donated in its totality to the relief efforts on behalf of these, our suffering sisters and brothers in Syria and Iraq. And I thank you on their behalf for your anticipated generosity. Let us pray. Loving God, Father of mercy and compassion, we dedicate this gift from our bounty to the betterment of the lives of these, our least brothers and sisters, who suffer so greatly from the brutality and ravages of war and intolerance. God of Abraham, Father of all believers, Jew, Muslim, and Christian, heal the wounds which we, your people of faith, have inflicted on one another in your name. Forgive us our trespasses. Unite us in our common faith and in your eternal providential love. And grant us peace. Amen.
Friends, we have dedicated these gifts to God. It is now time that we also dedicate our lives to God. And so let us pray together using the prayer of dedication in your bulletin. Surprise us with your presence, O God. Renew our sense of wonder. Give us energy and courage to live as your people in this world. We are your blessed people. Open our hearts that we might surprise ourselves with generosity of spirit and boundless affection for even those we do not know. We who have the capacity to make dreams reality, grant us the courage to create a future of hope, not only for ourselves, but for those unknown to us. Let us live beyond the boundaries of limited imagination. Surprise us with your presence, O God. Renew our sense of wonder. Give us energy and courage as we dedicate ourselves to live as
I'm thankful to our hosts here at First Congregational Church for bringing us together on this day, and I want to remind you that there's hospitality afterwards. Over here, through these doors, there will be a little chance for something to eat, something to drink, and more importantly, a chance for us to visit with one another and express our thanks to each other as a community. So I hope you will join us. Your turkey will be fine, just a few more minutes. So, and now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.